community and expand our programming. I want one more quick comment. I well remember the Meyer and Frank department store, and people would say, let's meet under the clock, which was in the middle of the first floor. And I can envision the Rothko Pavilion becoming that same kind of meeting point for Portlanders. Thank you for considering my testimony.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm John Zarnicki. I'm former chair of the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission. I speak today in support of maintaining continuous all-hours, all-day pedestrian access from Southwest 10th Avenue to the South Park blocks via the former Madison Street alignment, now known as Madison Plaza. Restricting continuous public access deprives Portland citizens and visitors the originally planned relationship of the city grid to an essential portion of this unique public space. Importance of the intended connection at this point in the city street system was further discussed during the planning of museum expansion to the Mark Building before the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission and the Portland Design Commission in 2004-2005. At that time, this decision to maintain access was upheld as a condition for approval of the project. The promise for easy access to Portland parks is further supported by current intentions outlined in the 2035 plan. Please hold to the promise that continues the best opportunity for the public use of this critically delightful resource by maintaining continuous all-hours pedestrian access between 10th Avenue and Park Bus and the Park Blocks. Portland's parks are the lungs of the city. Keep them easily available to all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks, all three of you.
The last person I show signed up is Jim Winkler.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, this is a lot of pressure you're under here. Oh,
listen, I get to play cleanup. I'm Jim Winkler, and I wondered what I was going to say when I was sitting back there. Because I think of this project as a crucial legacy project for the art museum with which I've been associated for some 30 years. Earlier on, I heard someone talk about an iconic, wealthy private institution. And I thought about the educational department, and you've heard people speak of it. When Portland Public Schools didn't have money to educate students, we created a robust educational organization that supported teachers, that provided lesson plans before and after visitation. And not only is attendance by these school kids free, but we actually pay for the transportation as well. I think what I've seen in the last 10 years is the democratization of the museum. And in part, the naming of the pavilion, the Rothko Pavilion, naming the pavilion after an important artist, as opposed to naming it after an important wealthy donor, is emblematic of what we're trying to achieve. This is the City of Portland and the State of Oregon's museum. It has gone from being a somewhat modest organization to a nationally recognized organization. And at the risk of embarrassing Brian, Brian has served and been elected by his peers to be the president of the National Association of Museum Directors. This is a highly prestigious position that reflects the high esteem in which he's held. The Rothko Pavilion is truly synergetic. I, too, have had 2.5 hours without water. It will correct the deficiencies that Randy identified, and by creating one portal, make visiting seamless, whether you're going to the contemporary galleries or the Northwest Native Collections. It is a threshold improvement that will vastly improve the user experience of the 345,000 people a year who come to visit us. And it'll add 14,000 plus square feet of galleries. I urge you to support the museum by modifying the ordinance and allow us to proceed and raise the funds we need to build this important contribution to Portland's legacy. Thank you.
Thank you. Does that complete our public testimony?
That's all who signed up.
So Commissioner Fish needed to step out of the room, and he requested we take a brief recess until he's able to come back and participate. But in the meanwhile, I don't know if my colleagues here had questions that they wanted to follow up on.
Having drunk about 6 cups of tea this afternoon, I would actually welcome a small break.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we take about a... let's reconvene here at 5:15, and then let's have a conversation. For those of you upstairs, if you wouldn't mind just joining us here, we're a small enough group now, we can just have a community conversation here. Thank you. We'll take a recess.